The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Please recite after me. Salat wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salat wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Respected viewers, we once again welcome you in our program, The Journey of Ramadan. In this program, we select certain relevant topics which are there for us to gain knowledge. Today we'll be talking about the wisdom behind fasting. It's a very common question sometimes. Youngsters, they ask that, what is the reasoning, what is the wisdom behind this form of worship which is known as fasting? Inshallah, we'll be discussing this in this program. Be with us from start till end. Immense amount of knowledge you'll be learning. And I would like to request you to sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen with all good intentions. Ask your family members to come and sit and watch. You'll benefit from this very program. I make this intention, I will deliver this program for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can make this intention, you will watch from beginning to end. Remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Respected viewers, Sayyidina Sulaiman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, and he narrates that the final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned the excellences of Ramadan al-Kareem in the last day of Mahi Sha'ban, the month of Sha'ban. He said, "Huwa shahru sabr." This is the month of patience. And the reward of sabr, patience, is Jannah. Ramadan al-Mubarak is the month of Mu'asat. As you are aware that in the Ramadan al-Mubarak, we fast, we stop from eating, drinking, even those things which are halal to eat, and those acts which are halal to do, we refrain. We do this because it is the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We observe patience, we do sabr, right? We refrain from those things. And this is also one of the beautiful forms of sabr. Food is in front of us. Right? Drink is in front of us. We've got access. We can get, we can eat, we can drink, but we don't do. This is called sabr. And this is the month of sabr. And the reward of sabr, as mentioned in hadith, is Jannah. And inshallah, we will enter Jannah through the barakah of Ramadan al-Kareem, through the barakah of fasting, through the barakah of this patience which is observed in this month of Ramadan. So what of the reasons, what of the wisdom behind fasting? What we understand is observing patience. Getting this beautiful attribute and trait within our personality to develop that beautiful attribute, to practice how to observe patience, how to attain patience. How can we get this beautiful quality within our personality? This Ramadan comes and this fasting helps us to observe patience. And as far as this month, which is known as Mahe Mu'asat, is concerned, so the word Mu'asat meaning is khair, goodness. Sympathy, as in this month, doing goodness. Okay, subhanallah, looking after your relatives, your neighborhood, people showing sympathy, mercy in this month, the reward is increased. Subhanallah, that's why this month is called Mahe Mu'asat. And ulama, they've mentioned one of the reasons of fasting or it becoming as obligation, fard in this month, so that we understand others' feelings, especially those they are less fortunate, those they do not have enough to eat, enough to drink, how they are living, what sort of life do they live. We put ourselves into their shoes, in other words. So this is the month which gives us this opportunity, this understanding. Unless or until we are not hungry ourselves, we will not be able to understand how does it feel like. How do hungry people feel? How do poor people feel? How do they live this hard life? So once when we start observing, we put ourselves into that situation where we also feel hunger, then we understand that how hard it is for the poor ones. Then the sense of sympathy is further increased. We get more motivation, we get more tendency. Ala Hazrat's father, Maulana Naqi Ali Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he says there was a person, he had this passion to do sadaqah, charity, so much. He had passion to do this. Whatever he would get, he would spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sadaqah, doing charity, is a very good act. But his relatives did not like, and they would say, whatever you get, you just give to others. They were not pleased with this fact. So one day, relatives, they imprisoned him, and they did not even give him food or water. And the idea was that this person, because of this punishment, he refrains from doing so much goodness or act of charity. After a few days, they released him, and they thought that because of this imprisonment, he will now not do as he used to do before, like so much charity. But he started doing more than he used to do before. The relatives, they said that, did you learn a lesson from the imprisonment? He said, yes, I did learn a lesson. Before, I was not hungry, but I used to help others, feed others. But since you imprisoned me and you did not give me food and drink, and I went through what hunger is, I understood. I went through that feeling. I experienced that. And now I've understood how does it feel like, especially those they are hungry, how do they feel? So I have started giving more and looking after the poor more. So we learn that when a person becomes hungry himself, he gets more understanding of those they are hungry, those they are poor, those they are in need. Hence, this month is called month of Mu'asat. Khair, Balai, goodness, sympathy. And we also learn that if we get our throat dry, if we get feeling of hunger and we start feeling thirsty and hungry in fasting, this is one of the prerequisites of fasting. These are those purposes amongst the purposes to achieve. When you fast, that is what is desired in fasting. But in case if in the morning we eat too much, and then again in iftar we eat so much, so what will happen? Probably we don't feel hunger. So the purpose of fasting may die. And again, we will not be feeling healthy also. We'll have a burden on our stomach also. So eating less or less than hunger, this is desired. It is good for your health also. And this also serves the purpose of fasting. On top of that, when you do this, to act upon the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you'll eat less with this intention, you'll get reward. Even if we are wealthy, right? We can cook 10 dishes, we can cook and we can get whatever we want, but yet we don't do it. Yet we do sabr, yet we show patience, because this is month of patience also, isn't it? Yet we kill our desires, our nafs. Then inshallah Azza wa Jalla, you will feel the essence of Ramadan. You will feel the blessings, the actual purpose of fasting, you will understand. Look at the practices of our pious predecessors. Hazrat Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, great name in the history of Awliya Kiram. Once it was a winter season, and Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was sitting somewhere and shivering. And he had warm clothes sitting next to him. Someone asked, Alija, it's cold, you're also shivering, you have the warm clothing, but why don't you wear it? Bishr Hafi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi responded. He said, oh brother, in this world there are many who are poor. I do not have that much wealth through which I can buy clothes to all of them, as I cannot give them clothing. and show sympathy towards them, but at least I can take off my own warm clothes and to stand with them and to understand how do they feel like. Allahu Akbar. This is how the people, they used to think. This was their mindset. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also understand how do poor people think and feel. And this Ramadan comes and gives us this beautiful understanding so that we can do more charity. We can look after them. We can provide them. We can give sadaqah more and help them more. My dear respected viewers of Madinah, ulama, they've mentioned another beautiful reason behind the fasting. Why do we fast? This fasting also gives a sense of understanding that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is watching us at all times. There are certain acts which are halal, which are permissible. Halal food, halal drinks, halal acts, which we refrain from during the time when we are fasting. Why? Because this is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if we are alone, we do not do the acts which may break our fast, let alone a mature person. Even a child, alhamdulillah, in a Muslim family who knows that this is Ramadan and he is fasting and he has to refrain from certain acts, especially drinking or eating. So even if that child is alone, he has got access to fridge and freezers. Food is available, drink is available, he is thirsty, he is hungry, but he does not touch the drink. He does not eat the food. Why? Because that child has this understanding. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. No matter my father, my mother, my brother, my sister, my relatives, they're watching me or not, but Rabb Azza wa Jal is watching me right now. And I cannot touch the food. I cannot touch the drink, even if I'm alone. So this sense of understanding is something which we have to practice in this month of Ramadan, and which we do practice. We have to take this for the rest of the 11 months after Ramadan also. We need to remember when we are alone that Allah Azza wa Jal is watching me. We need to remember that if I can abandon halal things upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I must avoid haram upon the command of Rabb Azza wa Jal. It is my Khaliq, it is my Malik who has ordered me in Ramadan certain things which were halal, but the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was I did not touch them. Now I am alone and I've got opportunity to commit a sin. Nobody's watching me. My parents are not watching me. My friends are not watching me. I'm alone. I'm capable of sinning, but I do not do that. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Same Rabb Azza wa Jal was watching me when I was fasting in Ramadan. If this sense of understanding we develop, so what will happen? Insha'Allah, we will not sin. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal will be protected from sins. And this is also one of the reasons of fasting we can understand, in addition to other maqasid and purposes of fasting. We need to have this sense of understanding that Allah is watching us at all times. Alhamdulillah, when we get an understanding how do poor feel like, we give sadaqah, we give charity. Sadaqatul Fitr is also given in the month of Ramadan. More charity is given in the month of Ramadan. People, they calculate their zakat in the month of Ramadan. And all this is done, the reason is, one, rapport is increased, plus the sense of understanding is further increased that poor people are in need. We should help them, we should look after them. This is a beautiful way, the system, how Islam thinks about the needy, the poor, those they have got money, those they have got wealth, they take the portion of their wealth and then they distribute to the needy. And that's how, alhamdulillah, those they are in need, they are looked after, they are helped. Let me remind you, Dawat Islami, your beloved organization, working across the globe, serving Quran and Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, tens of thousands of students, they have learned Quran. Thousands of masajid, madaris, institutions, they have been built and constructed, where the noor of knowledge, ilm of Quran and hadith, that is spread, taught, learned. You can also take share in this beautiful work of Dawat Islami. Support your Dawat Islami. Support those they would like to seek the knowledge of Quran and hadith. In addition to that, welfare work of Dawat Islami is all in front of you. If there is any disaster, any flood, any earthquake, any problem whatsoever of any kind, anywhere in the world, wherever there is an excess, alhamdulillah, you will find FGRF, the welfare division of Dawat Islami, at forefront. They are present. They are there to help the needy. They are there to help even in Gaza, alhamdulillah. Dawat Islami's welfare division is serving the ummah, the needy. On top of that, hundreds of families are being supported. Those they are poor, those they are in need, they are provided with the opportunity of jobs, healthcare. There are so many other sectors where Dawat Islami is helping and serving the ummah. You can give your zakah, you can give your donations and your sadaqat to your beloved Dawat Islami, and you can help the needy this way. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode with another interesting topic. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey. Not just days we count, but hearts we renew. Ramadan walks us closer to what is true. The Ramadan journey, the Ramadan journey.